You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You're on the 95BFM Breakfast Show. We're jumping around genre and jumping around vibes this morning in the best way possible. We are chatting with Daniel Sagru, guitarist and vocalist from Valley Kids down in Puniki. Morena, Daniel, how are you today?
Morena, Rachel, I'm well. How are you?
Good, thank you. How's your weekend been?
Oh, so good. It's been busy with the release and a gig and stuff, but that's the way we like it.
Nice. Yeah, that is a good reason to be busy. You guys have just put out a brand new single called Which Side Are You On? Where were you celebrating this over the weekend?
We were actually celebrating it at the iconic venue San Fran in Wellington with our good friends from Subtribe, who are over from Australia. So it was just a big night of reggae and dub and good times.
Oh, fantastic. It feels like a nice thing to kind of send off the end of summer, which is, you know, really on its way out the door now. But, have some great tunes to kind of seal it off feels like a good thing. This is a really, 100%. Really interesting track that you guys have been working on. The sample that's in this, I think, is a really cool place to start. Do you want to tell us a wee bit about what's kind of anchoring this song, Daniel?
Well, I was really influenced by a song called The Evils by an artist called Sir that has a sample from a very old song that sort of pitched up, and I thought, that's awesome, that's really great. And at the time, it was actually lockdown, 2020. I was listening to a lot of Irish rebel music. I do
mean.
All the time anyway.
Mean.
Yeah, and I was sort of looking for something along that vein, and I came across this Pete Seeger song, and yeah, it's a unionist song from the 30s, and it just really sort of evokes the emotion of, you know, the struggle, you know, the epitome of struggle. So yeah, we sort of we took it and we pitched up, we played around with it, chucked a skank on it, and made it Valley Kids.
Nice. I love the kind of through line of going Irish rebel music, Pete Seeger, and then into skank. Is a great a really great trajectory to take that on there, I feel. It feels like you guys are in a really good pocket at the moment, releasing music that's been cooking up for the last wee while. Do you have an album on the way? Are you kind of looking towards a bigger project at the moment?
Well, this is actually from a body of work that was originally meant to be an album. The artist side of me is like, yes, let's drop the full album, pressed on vinyl, all that good stuff. But unfortunately, we feel like the climate that we're in, it's single after single. So we just have a year's worth of releases that we're going to be sort of drip feeding throughout the year, which will ultimately end up in the dropping of an EP. So it's going to be a busy year for us. So yeah, there's plenty more to be released.
That's a pretty exciting thing to have lined up, you know, with a sights to quite an exciting year of hopefully some more shows as well. Because is that something that's important to you guys? Are you a band that sort of thrives in a live space, or do you prefer the studio? Do you have a preference even?
Oh, we're definitely a live band. Like, you know, our whole thing was to be, you know, we're from live bands as well. Like, I play in bands like Sons of Zion, a lot of the New Zealand reggae bands and stuff. And we, you know, we cut our teeth playing live, and so did all the boys in Valley Kids. And, you know, we're just all about playing live. But it's, you know, it's a thing. Releasing music is, it's sort of like a gift that you have to do, I feel. So, we're doing that. And then obviously hoping that we'll, you know, sort of transpose into, just more exciting live shows.
Nice. I'm excited to hear more from that space and really pleased about the song that's out now. How was it? I mean, celebrating something that you've been obviously, you know, gestating for a wee while, when you finally get to bring it to a crowd, does that feel like strange at all or exciting? What is the experience of playing it for people for the first time, I guess, since they've heard it?
That's a great question, really. I've sort of been in the game for a wee while, but it never gets normal hearing a song you've been working on in your bedroom or, you know, the garage with the boys, and you know, seeing people sort of like sing along to it or just enjoy it. You know, it's like, oh, you can't beat it. Like, it's hard to explain. It's one of those things that I wish everyone could sort of experience, you know.
Totally. It's a little bit of magic, hey, because you're taking something that's just existed in this one world and giving it to other people to, you know, have under their own care a little bit. That must be quite quite an exciting feeling.
Yeah, it's pretty poetic, and I think us as creatives and artists, we have a duty to do so as well. That's how I feel anyway. So I mean, it just feels right, really.
Hard out. Hey, it's been such a pleasure to chat with you this morning, Daniel. Thank you so much for speaking with us. Congrats to you and all the Valley Kids crew for your new single, Which Side Are You On? We're going to give it a spin now. I hope you have a great rest of your morning.
Awesome. Thanks, Rachel. Thanks for having us.
Kia ora. See you soon.
See ya.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.